WeMax contract owner keys compromised, 625 Molumatters in tokens minted. An attacker took control of owner privileges on a WeMax smart contract and used that access to mint roughly $625 million worth of tokens that were never meant to exist, then transferred them out. The incident was flagged early on July 27, 2026 by Wu Blockchain, which reported that contract owner privileges had been compromised and that the illegally minted tokens had already moved. This was not a break in the cryptography or a flaw in the token's arithmetic. The attacker held the keys that the contract trusts to authorize a mint. Once those privileges were in the wrong hands, the contract did exactly what it was told. It created new supply on command. Admin keys, not math, were the failure point most people picture a smart contract exploit as an attacker finding a subtle bug in the code, a re-entrancy path, or an integer overflow. The WeMax case is simpler and, in a way, harder to defend against. The mint function worked as designed. The problem was that the address permitted to call it was no longer under the project's sole control. A privileged owner or minter role is a single point of failure. If that key sits on one machine, or is shared across a small team, or is protected by weak operational security, then compromising it hands an attacker the same power the project itself holds. In this case, that power was the ability to inflate supply by 625 Molumatters and walk the proceeds out before anyone could react. Newly minted tokens with no backing dilute every existing holder. Each unit that gets created and sold pushes down the value of the units people already own, and the attacker typically races to convert the fresh supply into something harder to claw back before exchanges, and the team can freeze or blacklist the address. A pattern that keeps repeating in 2026, privileged access and bridge control have been behind a string of losses this year. Two Ethereum bridges were drained of $31.7 million in a single stretch, and the Veriscoin Ethereum bridge was hit again in an attack that produced 754 Molumatters in unbacked payouts. The common thread across many of these is not clever math. It is control. Whoever holds the keys or the admin role can move or create value, and attackers have learned to go straight for that layer. Mint Authority is the most dangerous version of this. A bridge exploit is bounded by what is locked inside the bridge. An open mint is bounded only by how fast the market can absorb the new supply and how quickly the team can respond. WeMix's team will need to publish the compromised address, confirm whether the minter role has been revoked or rotated, and account for the tokens that already left. Custody lessons for token holders. For anyone holding a token, the WeMax incident is a reminder that the risk does not end at your wallet's security. Even a perfectly self-custodied balance loses value if the contract behind the token can be inflated by whoever controls its admin keys. Counterparty risk here is the project's key management, not an exchange's solvency. That distinction matters when choosing where value sits. Holding a large balance inside a token whose supply depends on a privileged key is a bet on that project's operational security. Spending designs that keep funds in your own wallet until the moment of a transaction reduce how much you leave exposed to a single admin key compromise, though they cannot protect against dilution of a token you still hold. Practical steps for holders after an event like this. Watch for an official statement confirming the scope. Check whether centralized exchanges have paused deposits for the token and treat any sudden supply increase as a signal to reassess rather than to average down. If the minter role has not been demonstrably secured, the same attack can run again.